had two meets this week. Let's talk about the latter one yesterday, your first invite. You had a couple of weeks of JV varsity duels, some quads in there as well, but this was the first invite. Kearney Metal Arc, hey, weather turned out pretty decent, didn't it?
Yeah, and in the morning it was great. They weren't predicting a whole lot of wind, but actually, you know, through nine holes, the wind picked up just a little bit. I would say, you know, it was probably a two-club wind, so it was probably 15, maybe 20 miles an hour when we were actually finishing up. So the guys did have to fight the conditions a little bit later on in the day towards that second nine. But, you know, it was a loaded field. 20 teams, 100 golfers on that golf course. There wasn't a hole that there weren't four golfers on, and a slew of Class A schools, and out of those 20 teams, we got sixth, and I was just really proud of how we competed, you know, beat all the Class B schools there, which is awesome, and then beat a lot of Class A schools there, you know, and you know, we shot a 325, which is a few strokes higher than what we've done in the past, but you know, Metal Arc is a little bit tougher course, and probably the last two that we've seen, they put us clear back on the back tees. There was a couple tees I didn't even know existed because they just put us back there so far. But you know, the greens were in great shape. They were running really fast. If you didn't have good speed control with your putter, they were kind of slippery, and you could get away with some putts running off on you about 10-15 feet. And you know, the pin locations were extremely tough. They had some, a lot of the pins were set on hills and on ridges, and so you had to be dialed, and you know, if you look at the guys that medaled, it was kind of the veteran guys, the guys that have played a lot of golf, the guys that have a lot of experience, and we did pretty well in that aspect.
Yeah, just 325, you had a couple of guys in the 70s.
Yeah, and you know, there was three kids in Class B that medaled. One kid from York, that Jackson Hens, who is a great, solid golfer. And then the other two kids in Class B that medaled were our two kids with Reed Loop and Landon Kamak. And Reed Loop finished 13th place with a 75, and Landon finished 17th place with a 76. And, you know, I'm really, I can't express how proud I am of Reed, as far as he didn't have the greatest start. You know, he wasn't striking the ball real great off the tee, but was able to really regroup. I think it was six over after the first handful of holes, but was able to regroup and actually go two under par the last, I would say, 12 holes, and was able to, you know, get himself back in medal contention, and did a great job with that. Landon once again showed how solid of a golfer he is from start to finish. You know, Landon was probably another guy that started a little bit slower than he wanted. Was three over par after five holes, but was able to regroup. Probably the biggest thing was getting adjusted to the greens. But even then, you know, these guys made a lot of 7 to 8 foot par putts to really keep their score where they were at. So I was really proud to see those guys out of 100 kids in the field to bring home a couple medals.
Then your 3, 4, and 5 guys, I know, probably weren't as happy with their scores, but they're still not bad.
No, not at all. And so, you know, we had all the you know, Keaton Loop shoots an 87, Trenton Riley shoots an 87, and Colton Cutter shoots an 89. All those guys finished in the upper half of the field. And, you know, it was one of those things where all three of those guys started pretty well, and then the wind kind of picked up on that front nine. And I tell you what, there's a stretch of holes at Metal Arc. It's 5, 6, and 7, and 8, where you got to hit some great quality golf shots. And we just kind of struggled on that stretch of holes. We were taking too many bogeys and doubles, and occasional triple in there as well. So a lot of it had to do with kind of the pin locations. A lot of it had to do with the weather. But we got to clean some things up with our short game. So when we see those weather conditions, when we get those tough stretch of holes, we can battle through it. Like I said, Reed and Landon did a great job in that stretch of holes. You know, through the toughest part of the course, you know, Reed goes 200 par, which is crazy. And so I think there's a couple holes where he wish he probably would have had back, and same thing with Landon. But, you know, can't shy away from, you know, that sixth place finish and beating 14 teams in the field.
And you are the best Class B team, Phil. York shoots 353. Is that the highest? That's going to be one of their highest scores they've had in years, isn't
yeah,
it?
And so a little backstory on York is they actually added baseball this year. And so I don't want to go down a rabbit hole or anything, but they did lose a couple guys to baseball this year, and they still have a couple great players on their team. But I tell you what, they've had to throw a couple kids into the fire, into varsity ranks, and it was a shock to me. I didn't even know it, and then I'm pretty close with their York coach, and he was kind of telling me the whole story yesterday. But they kind of took a little bit of a step back, I would say, this year because they lost a couple kids to baseball.
They'll be out here still for the Ron Coleman invite.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, they're coming out, and we'll have 12 teams at their RC invites. Anywhere from York, Nebraska, clear out east to gearing up in the Panhandle, and so we're going to see a lot of different geographic location of schools coming here. But we have 12 teams set for the RC invite.
A couple of Class A schools went sub 300. I know, talking to Coach Waters in an interview the other day, they host Class A state, so that's why maybe the field was a little bit bigger, more eight schools involved.
Yeah. So a traditional year. If they weren't hosting districts in state, you know, Lincoln East never comes, Creighton Prep never comes, Millard West never comes. So, you know, you eliminate those three schools. We're actually third in the actual invites. But I tell you what, those Class A schools, they have four solid golfers, and all of them, yeah, I would not just four, they have five or six or seven on their team that can play, and they can play really well. And so it was fun to kind of, you know, bounce back and forth different holes, see some different play, but you know, some solid Class A schools. You know, you talk about Lincoln East and Creighton Prep; those are two solid schools. But there's also two or three more in Class A that can break that 300 mark. So it's kind of always nice to see with that team differential to kind of see those team scores and individual scores as well.
Earlier in the week, you went up to Ogallala and JV Varsity in a 9-hole duel up there.
Yeah, so. We left on Tuesday. There wasn't a gust of wind, but then, man, when we hit that interstate, it was a little bit more of a white knuckle as far as the holding that van on the road. It was blowing pretty good, and that was probably the first meet that we've seen this year where we had to really battle the wind. And Crandall Creek is the course we played. It was the front nine, and a lot of trees. Your shot for air is decreases quite a bit. Because of those trees, but our guys really rose to the occasion. You know, both our varsity and JV team beat Ogallala's varsity. You know, our varsity team shot a 163, and our JV shot a 168. And Landon Kamak came out with the dual victory in that one. Did a great job managing the course. And Trent Riley was second on our team as far as JV varsity. Shot a 38 and had the putter rolling real well and made some putts. And it was great to see, you know, Trenton from the previous invite bounce back, you know, shooting 87 at Wild Horse, to take his game and bounce back and shoot a 38 was awesome, and get his game back on track. And like I said earlier in the week, Rich, you know, the kind of the surprise was Cruz McCarty, shot a 39 and was third on our team. You know, and if you talk to Cruz, you know, Cruz said, oh man, I could have been one or two under par. So it was crazy. And so he had it rolling that day. And we just have so many great varsity and JV guys. You know, this is by far, you know, nothing against the teams I've had in the past, but definitely the deepest team I've had as far as, you know, competition goes. You know, Reed shoots a 40, couldn't buy a putt that day, but still was able to hit that 40 mark. And Colton Cutter had a 41, and, you know, Keaton Loop shot 45, Jalen Collicott shot a 47, Brody Anthony shot a 46, and Wyatt Bennis shot a 45, and Lee Davidson shot a 47. So all really respectable scores. You know, a lot of those guys, once again, have never even seen the track. They're kind of playing blind, I guess you would say, and they don't know exactly what club to hit and what position. So the longer they play in competition, the more comfortable they're going to be. And we'll see those scores drop throughout the season as well.
Next week, I go Tuesday, Thursday before the Easter break, and it's one of those weeks where both varsity and JVs Tuesday, Thursday at separate courses.
Yeah, so everybody basically on our roster next week is going to have a chance to play. And so Tuesday, we're going to have a quick turnaround with our varsity, and we're going to play the Lex invite. There'll be 12 to 13 schools there. Grand Island Northwest is a team we haven't seen that will be there. And so it'll be interesting to see how they kind of stack up on the same course as we do. And then our JV team. We'll go to Chase County, and we'll take five guys to Chase County, and they'll have an opportunity to compete with some of those Class C and Class D schools there. And then on Thursday, we'll turn around and play Lachlan Country Club with our varsity for the Hastings invite. Some different schools added that. Aurora is going to be there. Grand Island Central Catholic is going to be there. So once again, we're going to see another one or two different teams that we haven't seen all year, so it'll be fun to play at Lachlan. It's always in great shape. Presents all the different challenges that you want in a golf course, whether it's out of bounds, water, trees. So we got to sharpen some things up off the tee box to kind of be able to handle Lachlan Country Club. And then we're actually going to take our reserve team to Med Valley on Thursday. So our players 11 through 16 on our roster, or 15 on our roster, are going to go have the chance to go play Arrowhead Meadows and play an 18-hole contest at Curtis. So really excited that these small schools allow our JV guys to come play. You know, you just don't know where you're at until you're in competition. So it's, you know, four events in 1 week. It's going to be kind of crazy. And then, like you said, we'll hit Easter break.
I know we were talking before the show that your reserves at Enders, that Chase County team shot a pretty nice score at Dundee County Stratton invite the other day.
Yeah, they shot 313. So, you know, as good as our, you know, I'm kind of bragging on our JV team. As good as our JV team is, you know, there's some really good small schools out there as well. So our thing is, you know, just don't necessarily worry about the competition. It's you and the golf course. Try to hit as many fairways as you can. Try to put the ball in the green or relatively close to the green, and then just lean on your chipping and putting to get that score where you want it to be. And so, you know, the area schools has great competition. So not only do we get to play, but we get to see some great competition while we're there.
And then when you come back from Easter, the following Tuesday is the Ron Coleman invite to your place.
Yeah, so the fun never stops. So once we come back, we'll have to actually practice that Monday. We don't have school, just to kind of get some things sharpened up, you know, the day after Easter. We'll practice that Monday, and then we'll get ready to go for the Ron Coleman. And, you know, hopefully we can go out there and play really well. There's a lot of reasons behind that. Number one is our slope rating is a little bit higher than normal as far as other courses that we play. So if we have an opportunity to play well on our home track and take advantage of it, that's going to definitely help our differential outs. Right now, you know, if you put the numbers in right now, I think we'll drop just slightly from where we were. I think yesterday we were second in the state. I think there's 41 teams in Class B that have reported scores. 41 out of the 48 have reported scores. We were set in second yesterday. I think we'll drop to probably fifth after our score yesterday. If you look at the individual differential after yesterday, I think Reed Loop will be number one in the state and Atlanta Kamak will be third. So, you know, we're leaning on our two guns at the top. We just got to kind of get our three and four and five to kind of help those guys out. And I think we're going to like where we're at the end of the season.
No, be surprised. You'll see a lot of those guys out at Heritage Hills this weekend. Working on some things, won't they?
Yeah, you know, we do have a tournament out there, a public tournament, but, you know, we talked yesterday, get out early or get out late, as far as get out early in the morning or get out late in the evening to go play. But, you know, there's not a weekend that these guys aren't out there playing and working hard, and that's where they've gotten to where they are at this point, and that's why they're ranked to where they're at in the state. And now it's time to just kind of clean some things up. You know, as good as we are playing right now, as many teams as we have beat so far, there's some things we got to clean up so we stay competitive. Because these teams are going to continue to get better, you know, and we got to continue to get better. We got to continue to work hard in practice. And right now our kids are really pushing hard in practice to be as best as we can be. And, you know, there's just a lot of great teams this year in Class B. You know, Norris just hosted their invite last Thursday. Windy conditions. York was actually there. They shot a 304. Elkhorn North is another solid team that I expected coming into the year. They shot a 310. And so, you know, it's basically anybody's day. You just got to have the right 2 days, especially the right day on district day. But then when it comes down to state, if we have fortune enough to make it, it comes down to the right 2 days of hitting on all cylinders and getting four solid scores to report.
I'm going to ask him one more question. I'm going to let that voice rest because Masters, two more days. Who are you picking?
Ooh, it's going to be hard to, you know, Rory's got it rolling right now. I had a great day yesterday. Rory's probably going to be my pick. I think he's got a little chip on his shoulder. Even though he is a foreigner, I always like to root for the American soil people. But I think it's going to probably be Rory on Sunday, wearing that green jacket.